The exhibition completed, two motorboats plowed down the river. The girls were hauled aboard and brought back. Marion took a place on a float near the high diving board, for fancy diving was the last event on the program, and she did not wish to miss it. She watched Margaret Howard, the first diver, as she mounted the ladder. Margaret was the star diver of the club, and all eyes were upon her. Margaret stood ready at the edge of the board. For an instant, Marion removed her eyes from the girl and glanced at the water beneath the platform. She gave a sudden start and leaned forward in an attempt to get a clearer view. She could see the indistinct outline of a dark object below the surface and realized what had happened. A log, in drifting down the river, had caught at one corner of the standards of the diving platform and was being held just below the surface of the water. It reached out toward the spot where Margaret Howard would surely dive. Fear paralyzed Marion for the moment. Then she cried out in warning, "Stop her!" A thrilling rescue. The persons who were near Marion looked at her in surprise, and a few of them smiled, but Margaret did not hear. She poised on the board and sprang upward and out, spreading her hands for the swan dive. A moment, her body seemed to remain motionless at a point above the board. Then she shot downward. She struck the water, and what would have been a perfect dive ended in an awkward flop. There was no thud, no crash, and not until a jagged log floated free on the water did those who were standing near the platform understand what had happened.